streak of embarrassing failure continues for Caitlin Collins. Katie Rue! Katie Rue! I thought Rue was supposed to be the savior. I thought Katie was supposed to be this rising star in cable news. The reason she was described as a rising star, she literally had nowhere to go but up. Yet, here we are, a full year later, and the star of Caitlin Collins, it has not risen, it's actually fallen. How is that possible? How can you have nowhere to go but up, but still find a way to fall? An achievement like this, it can only be achieved at the polished turd known as CNN. If you haven't already, make sure to like and subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. When Katie Rue Collins debuted in primetime on CNN last July, it went over like a silent fart on set of The View. As you guys know, the Yentas, they don't like the silent flatulence. They prefer the loud, powerful boodle breeze from the whoopee cushion. Last July, the debut of Rue in primetime, 540,000 viewers. Now, even at a dump like CNN, a network that struggles to draw ratings with actual stars like Charles Barkley and Bill Maher, well, KC, you forgot about Gayle King. I didn't forget about Gayle. I was talking about actual stars. I wasn't talking about people competing with Steedle or Steckum, whatever the hell his name is. I wasn't talking about people competing for Oprah's attention. But even at a network like CNN, where respectable ratings are very rare, drawing 540,000 viewers for a debut episode, that is absolutely atrocious. That type of performance takes Rue out of competing with Fox News and MSNBC and has her closer to the level of News Nation, home of Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! At the time, executives at CNN, they weren't too concerned with the performance of Rue. She just needs time to build her audience. She needs time to resonate with the dozens of people watching us at airports across the country. Fast forward to October 2023, it seemed like Caitlin Collins was starting to build momentum. Key word, seemed. During the month of October, Rue averaged 756,000 viewers, almost a 30% increase from her barely watched debut episode in July. I'm sure there was a celebration of rainbows and cucumbers throughout CNN. Maybe they thought they had finally found their savior in prime time. She is risen. She is risen. Maybe they thought that Caitlin Collins had finally resonated with the lonely men in this audience. Visually speaking, if you gave me the option of watching Sean Hannity or Caitlin Collins, I'm choosing the Rue. She's much better at doing her makeup. Poor Sean Hannity. The way his makeup is applied, it makes his face look like a pound cake. Caitlin Collins, she's young, she's easier on the eyes. The problem, though, with Caitlin Collins, the volume. When lonely men are watching her show on mute, they think the show is great. But as soon as her voice hits the speakers and the complete lack of charisma is evident on screen, it's time to change the channel. As CNN would soon find out, the truth is, Caitlin Collins was not resonating with viewers in October. The bump in ratings, that was a direct result of the Republican debates. By November, ratings had fallen to 532,000, a decline of over 200,000 viewers in 4 weeks. Last month, her ratings were down 18% when compared to the high in October. April ratings would have been far worse for Caitlin Collins had she not been given a boost from a familiar friend, an actual savior. Someone who has proven over and over that they are the only star at CNN capable of drawing ratings. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and get to the sponsor for today's video, my friends at Angelic Imports. I don't know if you guys know this, but Mother's Day is Sunday. If you're anything like me, you haven't bought your mom a gift yet. If you have children, you haven't bought your wife a gift yet either. If you're anything like me, not only have you not bought the gift, you haven't even thought about it. Let KC save you the time and headache of thinking of that perfect gift for mom. Get mom some gourmet chocolate from Angelic Imports. The Gouffre chocolate from Angelic Imports comes directly from the French, Swiss, and German border areas. Forget about that cheap-ass gas station candy. Treat mom right this year by giving her high-quality Gouffray. For less than $20, you can get her a bag of Gouffray Golden Secrets. This chocolate is so good, your mom, she'll think you spent $200 on her instead of $20. Angelic Imports is also the perfect gift for graduations, anniversaries, or if you just feel like spoiling yourself. So click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BEHINDTHELINE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Angelic Imports. All right, first 2 weeks of April were disastrous for Caitlin Collins. In terms of primetime viewership and cable news, we're talking about Bomani Jones levels of huge embarrassing failure. I mean, it was bad. Through the first 2 weeks of April, Caitlin Collins averaging 556,000 viewers. Now, you got to remember, CNN just canceled Charles Barkley and Oprah's sous chef for averaging a similar number. Well, Casey, that's simply not true. According to Gayle King, their show was meant to be a limited series. It was not meant to be long term. Yeah, sure. If you want to believe that CNN paid King Gayle millions of dollars to work one night a week for 6 months, go ahead. The show was scheduled to go on hiatus in April because Charles Barkley would be covering the NBA playoffs, a gig where he is paid millions of dollars to not watch NBA games. When you're as entertaining as Charles Barkley, you can get away with not doing your job. When you're as unentertaining and uncharismatic as Gayle King, you don't have that same luxury. The scheduled hiatus turned into a permanent hiatus because the duo of King Charles, they were failing miserably at CNN. Similar to the way that Caitlin Collins was failing miserably at the beginning of April. But as the month progressed, Katie Rue was reaping the benefits of a familiar friend. She was intently focused on the man that she knew could save her dying dump. Over the past few years, he has proven to be the only man capable of drawing ratings at CNN. Crazy thing is, CNN is paying all these unknown stars millions of dollars, while the only person capable of drawing millions of flies to this steaming turd, he has not been paid a single peso. Of course, I am talking about Donald Trump. Orange Man bad! Orange Man might be bad, but he is damn sure good for ratings. Throughout the last 2 weeks of April, Caitlin Collins, she primarily focused on what the mainstream media is describing as the hush money trial of the disgrace to the orange race. As a result, Katie Rue went from 556,000 viewers to averaging 626,000 for the month, an increase of 12% thanks to her ratings in the final 2 weeks. Final episode of the month, Caitlin Collins, she managed to achieve the impossible. With the assistance of Donald Trump, Katie Rue actually eclipsed 1 million viewers. I finally made it! I finally made it! I'm a star in primetime cable news! Woohoo!
Yes, yes, yes.
Unfortunately for Rue, this was a short-lived celebration. This past Monday, she was back down to 577,000 viewers. Obviously, this Caitlin Collins experiment in prime time, it is not working. Her ratings are so bad, her audience is almost doubled by Jake the Bongo Tapper. The Bongo Tapper is a disgrace, but somehow, he damn near doubled Rue's audience on Monday night. Caitlin Collins is easily beaten by some fossil named Wolf. Woof, woof, woof! The most entertaining thing about Wolf Blitzer is watching him try desperately not to barf up a hairball on live television. If you looked at this on paper, you wouldn't think this was possible. How is a beautiful young woman failing to outdraw a bongo tapper and an aging fossil? Well, let me give you a small example. Monday night, after she finished sedating dozens of people on her primetime dump, Caitlin Collins joined Andy Cooper. Now, Andy, he hosts a show called AC360, which is a weird name for a show since I can't think of anyone clamoring for a 360-degree view of Andy Cooper. But Andy, he invited a panel of unknowns on the show to discuss the trial of Donald Trump. Seriously. Outside of Caitlin Collins, I did not recognize a single person on this panel. I think one of them might have been Jeffrey Toobin, but I'm not entirely sure. I don't spend my time on Zoom calls watching old men spank the wanker. Apparently, Trump made some comments on Monday about the judge in his case possibly sending him to jail for contempt. Trump claimed that our Constitution is more important than jail, and he would be willing to sacrifice time in jail to defend the Constitution. Key word, sacrifice. Caitlin Collins took these comments and claimed that it's ridiculous that Donald Trump actually wants to go to jail. Watch for yourself.
I just want to read more of what the judge actually said to Trump today. He said, Mr. Trump, it's important to understand the last thing I want to do is put you in jail. You're the former president of the United States and possibly the next president as well. There are many reasons why incarceration is truly a last resort for me. To take that step would be disruptive and to these proceedings, which I imagine you want to end as quickly as possible. Just politically, Caitlin, what would this mean?
I mean, the argument is that Trump would relish it in the sense that he would be able to argue what he's been arguing every day outside that courtroom, that he is being politically persecuted here, that he can't use his First Amendment right, he can't speak freely, that this is protected political speech. The idea that Donald Trump actually would want to go to jail is ridiculous. Anyone who knows him knows that. He doesn't even like to stay in a hotel when he goes on foreign trips when he went as president. It was a whole thing to actually get him to stay overnight in places.
This is the dishonesty that I'm talking about. I could not find a single quote of Trump claiming that he wanted to go to jail. Seriously, who wants to go to jail? There are millions of people in this country who are currently incarcerated. You know how many of them actually want to be in jail? None. I don't know what argument that Caitlin Collins is disproving here. If I had to guess the false narrative that Trump wants to go to jail, it was probably created at her own network. But I will give Caitlin Collins a little bit of credit here. We have covered her show since it launched in July. This was one of the first clips that I have seen of Caitlin Collins where she's almost smiling. The smile looks good on Rue. She should do it more often. She's probably smiling at the fantasy of Trump actually being sentenced to prison, but at least she's smiling. Earlier this year, there were reports that we could see layoffs at CNN towards the end of the year. Now, from what I understand, these changes, they would directly impact on-air talent. We're not talking about unknown staffers behind the scenes. We're talking about unknown people on television. Could Caitlin Collins be included? I don't know. I'm leaning towards no because her salary is significantly lower than guys like Andy Cooper and Wolf Blitzer, but it is entirely possible that Caitlin Collins gets reassigned, or as Don Lemon would call it, promoted. Maybe CNN moves her out of prime time, puts her on morning or mid-afternoons. I don't know. It's unclear at this point, but what I do know, Caitlin Collins in prime time, that ain't working. But give me your thoughts on this. Caitlin Collins continues to struggle in prime time. Only time that she sees a spike in ratings is when the show is heavily focused on Donald Trump. Is that sustainable? Can Caitlin Collins survive long-term in prime time at CNN? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys later.